Hello, hello. Welcome back to Can You Relate? Happy Friday, everybody. I hope that you have a great weekend. If you have plans, I'm super jealous. So to start back on where I left off yesterday, I was talking about the struggles of IBS in an everyday life. So to talk about that, if you missed that segment, IBS stands for irritable bowel syndrome. There are two different kinds. There is one that causes constipation, and there's one that causes diarrhea. And sometimes people have both the combination. I unfortunately got the big D, and the problem with it is it makes me struggle every day in my life. So anything, the smallest little things can upset my stomach and put me in the restroom for the rest of the day. I've gone to the doctors several times. They put you on all these different medications, and for me, all it does is constipate me. And sometimes that's even worse. So it's either I'm bloated and in pain and constantly in the restroom, or I'm constipated and in pain and I'm constantly in and out of the restroom because I can't tell if I'm gonna go or not. There are also people who have it so bad that they don't even make it to the restroom in time. And I'm not gonna lie, I've had that issue before several times. I've gotten a little bit better with mine and coping. I've actually found that for me, CBD helps a lot. For some people, it does the exact opposite. And you kind of have to just find your thing. But it's hard. It's embarrassing. My soon-to-be husband has no idea. He understands I have IBS. He understands I have, you know, the stomach issues. And he also knows that, you know, sometimes it ruins events. It ruins, you know, plans. Sometimes it ruins errands. It kind of depends on what's going on that day. He does not know about, you know, having accidents or, you know, he doesn't understand the urgency sometimes, but he also doesn't have to deal with that. But it is an embarrassing thing, so it's not something I've been very open with him about. If you can relate about that, I mean, I'm here for you. I understand your pain. I know what you're going through. It is a struggle. The other thing right now, which the only thing so far that I have found that IBS actually helps me out with, is my 3-year-old. We are trying to potty train. Now, to remind you, my daughter was premature. She's on the smaller side. We just finally got her to the 20-pound mark at 3 years old. She's very petite. And even though she's come a very, very long way, and looking at her, you would have no idea other than her size. She was a little bit behind. So as of right now, she's finally getting ready to, you know, do the potty training thing. Now, she will not go and potty train with her dad. For whatever reason, she just does not want daddy helping her. So it's all been put on mommy. So, with that being said, every single day since I am a stay-at-home mom, we have been working on potty training. Now, with the IBS, I'm in and out of the bathroom all throughout the day, correct? So, when mommy goes, she goes. And, you know, obviously she doesn't go every single time. There's times where I go and I think that I'm going to need to use the restroom and I don't have to go. And so this has actually been more of a learning thing than anything, which surprisingly is the only good thing that's came out of having IBS. We've been going on weeks of trying to get this potty training thing down. It's been very difficult. You have to be consistent, you guys. Consistency. So difficult. You would think, oh my gosh, you're a stay-at-home mom. You're there all day with her. Why isn't there any consistency? Well, we do really good for a couple days. We have the consistency. It's there. We have the tantrums, the, you know, all of that fun stuff. But then, you know, we have appointments. We have, you know, going and doing errands. And mommy gets really exhausted with all the stuff that I have to do. You know, I'm working 2 online businesses. I clean the house every single day. And, you know, I write down a schedule for when she goes potty, if she has an accident, so we can try and get her more on a schedule. I'm still trying to come up with a chart to figure out what's gonna work best for her. As of right now, she loves chocolate, so if she goes potty, she gets chocolate. It's all a struggle, I'm telling you. I'm trying to balance all of it, try to get on a schedule, and I keep telling myself I'm going to write this down, and this is how this is going to go, and it never does. Life is so all over the place, you guys, it's crazy. But that's basically where we're at, and so we're on basically starting over again today, for potty training. We took a break from it yesterday. A couple days before that, we were potty training, and she had several accidents right after sitting on the potty, and I was done with it. In all honesty, I was done with it. I didn't want to have to deal with it, and so I didn't, even though I should have. But, you know, the day in a life of a mom, I guess. So to all my fellow moms out there who are potty training and going through all of that, I can relate. This is the first time I'm ever having to do this, and I'm telling you, it's hard. I understand some kids a lot easier than others, and my child is so strong-headed, it is crazy. But yeah, so good luck to you other moms and dads out there that are trying to do the same thing. I know it's not an easy task, especially when you have work and, you know, all these other daily things going on in your lives. Also, I wanted to talk a little bit about finances today. Gosh, it is so crazy and ridiculous at how expensive everything is lately. Most people these days can't even afford to live. I mean, I can tell you right now, we struggle on the daily. The last couple weeks, we've actually been getting help with groceries in the household. The last couple months, we've struggled just making rent. There's been every single month, we literally, we don't know if we're going to be able to keep our place. Because things are just, you know, financially not coming in. We have more money going out than we do coming in. And I know for a majority of people, that's just the gist of it. That's what's happening. And it's sad that, you know, it's difficult nowadays to even get a decent sized house. Most people nowadays are living in apartments, and even apartments are, you know, about the same price as a rental house, or even sometimes the same amount as a house that you can buy, you know, and it's just, it's hard getting there. A couple years ago, we were planning on getting out of an apartment. We wanted to buy a house. You know, we have a dog. We wanted her to be able to run free and be outside all day as she pleased. And it didn't pan out. So now we're still taking her dog out every single day, going on walks, you know, taking her to the dog park, letting her run. And I mean, it is, I'm not going to lie, it's annoying that you can't just let your dog out the back door and just let him run and go while you can continue with your day. But, you know, that's where it is. We have a car. We've had to sell a car because we made plans last summer for a trip to go, on a road trip to another state. And we ended up having to spend that money for the trip on bills so that we didn't get so far behind. And so, like a week before our trip, we had no money. The hotels, everything was already paid for. We were thinking, there's no way that we are going to be able to go on this trip. And you know what we ended up doing? Was selling our second vehicle like 3 days before our trip. And we managed to use that money for our trip. Granted, it was one of the best family trips we had ever gone on. But the reality of how the trip happened was not something that we were wanting. And, but that's what happens. So if you can relate to that, I'm sorry. Like, I know the struggles of that. I hate the feeling of it. It's stressful. Every day, it's even more stressful the more it happens. And it's hard to get yourself out of that once it's already happened. So I can completely relate to how you are feeling with that. But unfortunately, that is the end of this segment for today. I will talk more about finances and, all the rest of the struggles that I personally go through that I hope that you're able to also relate to if you're listening to this. So, next week on Thursday, I will be back to talk to all you lovely listeners. I hope you have a fantastic weekend and a good Monday if you are going to work.